Once again, thank you for the invitation. I was not able to be here with you for the first panel, but I'm sure that you've already answered my first point, which is the point about the question mark. And it's clear that we should remove the question mark because it's a reality that we have multi-tiered Europe. There has always been a permanent rivalry between the idea of unity, uniformity of European within the European Union and more flexible and more differentiated approach, but they are not mutually exclusive. I think the unity is the best option, but the flexibility is the second best option, and it's also a reality. And it's reflected, in my view, also in the spirit and even in the letter of our treaties. My second point is that once we accept that this is a reality, we shall also understand that the tendency for further differentiation among the members of the European Union will be strengthened. First, as a logical consequence of every next round of enlargement, with more member states, it's less likely that all of them will be willing and able to join all the policies at the same time. And second, as we are facing the crisis, and you spent previous panel discussing it, we need to react swiftly, efficiently, but we do not have the luxury to contemplate the best possible solution that will be acceptable for all of us. So it's also a way for us to survive. So if it's here to stay, let's look at the positive sides of the fact that we are divided. One thing is that it shows that we are able to accept the different realities in different member states and to accommodate the different expectations and ideas of a different electorate in different member states. That's one thing. And second, it allows us to deal with the challenges we are facing. Because if we wanted to stick to unity, that would mean that we will stand still, or we will be moving or responding only at the speed of the lowest common denominator, and this is certainly not something we can afford. But there are challenges and risks involved here, and let's look at the Eurozone as the most typical and visible and important example of multi-tiered Europe. On one hand, deepening of Eurozone is inevitable, is necessary, and this is what we all talk about right now. On the other hand, the expansion of Eurozone is not on the agenda right now. And the risk here is that this, the fact that we are furthering the integration among the members of the Eurozone, and at the same time we have to make clear that we are not departing too far away from the rest of the European Union member states. Because we cannot build a new model of European integration within the existing one. So what we need to do is that we need to square the circle between addressing the objective necessity to deepen our integration in the Eurozone in order to be able to function, to survive, and at the same time to keep it open and attractive for those who are not willing or not able to join in now, but might change their views later on. So, and this is, I think, a big dilemma. How to move even further but still make it possible for the others to join. This, I see this multi-tiered Europe as a temporary state of affairs, and we have to keep it that way. We must not turn European Union into a train where you have cars of first class and cars of the second class. It has to be the communication and the avenues must be open. That's extremely important, and I think that this is one of the things that we are not discussing enough, but we must not forget. Of course, another sub-point here is that even the Eurozone as such is not united and is not unified, and we have members who are more and less performing and more or less disciplined, but this is a completely different story which I don't want to elaborate on right now. But what needs to be done here is, as I said, the different tiers must remain open, and there must be a possibility for those who are out to get in. At the same time, and this is also very important, for those who are voluntarily out, they must have no veto right for those who are in to move further. If it's your decision not to be part of some group, you must not impose veto on the decisions which are made in that group. Transparency in all the activities and decisions which are made in different first-class, first-tier groups is important, so everybody understands. neither Eurozone nor any other group must turn into a closed, privileged club. And whatever decisions we make, we have to think about the impact beyond the group, the impact on all the members of the European Union, exactly in order to keep in mind the perspective of the others joining the group. The European Union must remain functional, and therefore we have to accept the fact that in order to survive, in order to respond, in order to answer the challenges we are facing, we have to use all the instruments, and we sometimes have to resort to the movement in groups, so to say. But it's still better than doing nothing. For me, this differentiation should not be the end state, should not be the objective, but it's rather an instrument to overcome the crisis and to make sure that we are responding. But we are speaking about the political aspects and consequences of the situation. And here, of course, one thing which is obvious is that there must be no differentiations and no multi-tiers in when it comes to European values, our core values and democratic standards. And second, and you referred to it, Wolfgang, I think we've done a poor job in communicating what we do. We are so much focused on finding solutions that we forget to inform our citizens about it. And we are losing them. And we can never succeed unless our people understand what is going on, why we are accepting this or that decisions, and what does it mean for them. So to turn this Eurospeak and text of European documents into something that can be presented in a normal language to our grandmothers, I think is extremely important. This is called democratic legitimacy, I believe, and this is something we, particularly at this difficult stage, we have to pay special attention to. So this is for the introduction from my side. Thank you very much.